Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
As the year ends, I want to have a look at how our closest neighbour is doing economically. It's a good time to do this as we're nearly 2 weeks after the UK budget. When we want to talk about the UK, there's only one man to turn to. So it's great to welcome David Smith from The Times to the programme. Good morning, David. How are you?
Morning, Bobby. I'm fine. Nice to talk to you.
Now, we're 2 weeks on. Tax rise, 20 billion over 5 years, constraints on spending, David, they normally equal negative growth. So what's your take on this budget now that you've had a little bit of time to digest it?
Yeah, well, it's been an unusual time, Bobby, because as you may have seen, both the Chancellor and the Prime Minister have been accused of burying the good news in the run-up to the budget and emphasising the bad news. So the bad news was that there was this supposed black hole to fill with these tax increases that you mention. And when it came out, we've got an independent fiscal watchdog here called the OBR. When it came out, their forecast wasn't as bad as expected. So there wasn't as big a need for raising taxes as was made out beforehand. But we did see, as you say, the tax increases. I mean, most of that, I should say, is delayed for a while. So most of the tax increases announced in the November 26 budget don't come through immediately. Some of them don't come through until 2027, some 2028, some 2029, which in economic terms is quite a long way away. So I don't think there is too much there to kill the economy in the short term. But it was a curious event, I would say.
It is sort of interesting as well, you know, that you've got, when you talk about, you know, constraints on spending. You've got a situation where the markets actually liked it, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and the reason the markets like it was that, and this is very difficult for a chancellor, you know, a finance minister to say, that the main reason for putting up taxes was to increase the room for manoeuvre she has, the headroom she has to meet her own fiscal rules. So you can't go around saying that to voters. You know, they don't understand what this headroom is. So increasing taxes to make it easier for her to meet her own rules is not a great political sell. But that's why the markets like it. We've seen you know, bond yields, government bond yields, gilt yields come down on the day of the budget, and they've stayed down. And you know, for once, because you know, we did have in the UK the highest government bond yields among any advanced country. And I noticed yesterday that Australia has now pipped us to that unwelcome position. Their bond yields have moved up above the UK, is quite a bit above the UK. So we're not quite at the top of this league anymore. It's not a league you want to be top of. But the markets have liked it. The markets are quite relaxed about it. And you know, financial markets don't dwell on these announcements. You know, they look at the budget, they make an instant response to it, and then that response tends to stick. You know, things can change in the coming months, but so far, so good in terms of the market response.
What about UK inflation, David, remaining among the highest of the G7 advanced economies? Surely that's a worry.
It is a worry, yeah. It's, you know, inflation at the moment is is 3.6%, and as you know, in the eurozone, it's around about the 2% mark, which is where ours should be too. Even in America, where you know, there is obviously a tariff impact on inflation. Inflation is not as high as the UK's 3.6%, but I think it is on the way down. And I think it's, you know, the question is how long it takes to get down. And but because it is on the way down, I think that will not prevent the Bank of England from cutting interest rates further. So I would expect another cut later this month, and then a couple next year. I think it's the bank will be relaxed as long as it can. It is pretty sure that inflation is receding. You know, but it has been unwelcome. We've got very high food price inflation. I don't know what the situation is for you at the moment. We've got food price inflation is about 5%, and that's the inflation that people notice. You know, it's a regular purchase. You go into the supermarket or the local shop, you notice food prices going up, and that's when people think that must be what general inflation is, 5%. It's not quite as high as that generally, but this is a problem for the UK, and it's a problem that we've got the highest inflation among the G7 countries.
Yeah. Finally, I wanted to ask you about Brexit. Starmer had two speeches this week, some indications about closer ties with Europe, but I'm hearing that the customs union return is a red line issue.
Yes, it is. I mean, this is all about, I think there are two things happening there. One is that because Brexit is now unpopular among UK voters, you know, most people think it was a bad thing rather than a good thing. I think he's seeking to attribute that to the Conservatives and to Reform UK, Nigel Farage's party, because they were in the vanguard of Brexit, led the process along. But also, I think he does want to improve on the reset that his government has negotiated with the EU and get us closer. The red line is essentially freedom of movement. You can't have a proper customs union. You can't rejoin the single market without accepting freedom of movement. And that is still a red line issue for the UK, not because that immigration from the rest of the EU was necessarily as big a problem as our post-Brexit immigration, but because it is seen as politically quite toxic. But so I think they'll move towards the EU, but quite cautiously.
So we might see a re-entry to Europe by a kind of a back door.
A bit of a back door, yeah. I think it's I think at the moment more through the cat flap than the back door. But we'll have to see what happens.
Well, listen, David, always good to catch up. Thank you. Have a good Christmas, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr,
brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11. On News Talk.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.